Part 2. The Power of Attention and the Dis-ease of the World. Why paying attention is so supremely important. Paying attention is something we do so selectively and haphazardly that we often don't see what is right in front of our eyes or even hear sounds that are carried to us through the air and are clearly entering our ears. The same can be said for our other senses as well. It is easy to eat without tasting, miss the fragrance of the moist earth after a rain, even touch others without knowing the feelings we are transmitting. In fact, we refer to all these ever so common instances of missing what is here to be sensed as examples of being out of touch. We use touch as a metaphor for relating through all the senses because, in fact, we are literally touched by the world through all our senses, through our eyes, ears, nose, tongue, body, and also through our mind. For all that, we tend to be specialists at being out of touch a great deal of the time and out of touch with just how out of touch we can be. This is mostly due to being perpetually preoccupied, lost in our minds, absorbed in our thoughts, obsessed with the past or the future, consumed with our plans and our desires, diverted by our need to be entertained, driven by our expectations, fears, or cravings of the moment, however unconscious and habitual all this may be. And therefore, we are amazingly out of touch in some way or other with the present moment, the moment that is actually presenting itself to us now. The only way we can be in touch with any of this is through our senses. They are the only ways we have of knowing either the interior world of our own being or the outer landscape we call the world. We have more senses than we think. Intuition is a kind of sense. Proprioception, the body knowing how it is positioned in space, is a sense. Interoception, the overall feeling of the body as a whole, is a sense. The mind itself can also be thought of as a sense, and indeed, it is characterized as the sixth sense door in Buddhist teachings. Without mind, even our perfectly intact senses of eyes, ears, nose, tongue, and skin would not give us a very useful picture of the world we inhabit. We need to know what we are seeing, hearing, tasting, smelling, touching, and we know it only through the interaction between the sense itself and what we call mind, that mysterious knowing quality of sentience or consciousness that includes thought but is not limited merely to thought. So we could accurately call awareness itself our sixth sense rather than mind. In a way, awareness and mind essence are two ways of saying the same thing. Dis-ease. With regard to disease and dis-ease, we might say that the most fundamental dis-ease stemming from disattention and disconnection and from misperception and misattribution is the anguish of the human condition itself, of the full catastrophe unmet and unexamined. This dis-ease of unawareness, of ignoring what is most fundamental in our own nature as beings, affects our lives as individuals virtually from moment to moment and over the course of decades. It can produce short and long-term effects on our health of both body and mind. It cannot help but color family life and work life in ways that often remain unseen or that are not discovered until years after certain kinds of damage have been done and unwise roads unwittingly pursued. And its presence spills out to influence society through our collective ways of seeing ourselves and of doing business. It pervades our institutions and the ways we shape or ignore our inner and outer environments. Everything we do is colored in one way or another by our ignoring the malaise of not knowing who we are and how we are. It is the ultimate affliction, the ultimate disease. And as such, it gives rise to many variants, to many different manifestations of anguish and suffering at the level of the body, the mind, and the world.